Do you go to romantic movies?
I love romantic movies and television shows. Teenage dramas, any kind of long, dramatic, drawn-out movie about two unusual people trying to get together. I just eat that up. I love it.
Because that's in the genre which has been called fairly or unfairly chick flicks, and you don't mind that, I guess.
Absolutely not. I am not afraid to admit that I have watched every single show of Gilmore Girls, Sex and the City, Dawson's Creek, and half of One Tree Hill. Yeah. If that's not honesty, I don't know what is.
No, well, your poetry seems incredibly honest, and it's a it, did I read it correctly that you're 23 years old? Is that right?
That's right. Yes. I'm
And you're definitely looking at a lot of dimensions of romantic love, and it's a romantic love that I guess predates sort of marriage or that is you're really kind of going from you're sort of kind of dissecting all of the dates that you're going through as you go along. Like, are you in a long-term relationship or?
I'm not in a long-term relationship at this moment. I came out of one about a month ago, and I've decided that I won't be trying to write so much romantic poetry based on every girl that I've ever dated, because I find that poetry gets quoted back to me quite a bit. For example, the Missing Pieces poem, when they say I want to be shaken up instead of settling, I've had that quoted to me many, many different times from various different girls who've heard me do that poem. Yeah.
So
So
it comes back on you then.
it does. If you write as love poetry the way I do, it does come back on you.
So explain to us again, sort of dinosaur love. That was one of the tableaus I think you gave the audience.
There is this internet meme going around, as has been for years and years now. This says "rar" means I love you in dinosaur, and I remember seeing that as a child on a sticker that we got out of a pop and lock machine, I guess. I don't know what it's called, and we thought it was the cutest thing. Me and this girl I was growing up with, my best friend. So instead of just saying I love you when we started dating, we just said "rar," and we just continued with that.
Right, your poems are kind of narrative in nature, and now you're writing stories. Do you think that's where it's going? Do you think that you're going to be sort of writing romantic novels by the end of the year? I don't know.
I have always been interested in writing short stories and short poems, and you're right, my poetry and my short stories are very, very narrative, very character driven. So it's not something that I would be going back to, it's just something I would continue doing and hopefully grow. I'd really like to start publishing either a book of short stories or short novels, but I don't think I would be interested in writing a full length novel. I don't think there's that much content to go into a love story.
Any advice for young lovers?
Don't date a poet. They will write about you.